Yeah, so I read that in terms of being unconscious. So the things we are immersed in, and the things of the back are the things that are most external. They're also the things that are unseen. So you have these kind of ideas with regard to that. So it doesn't come via conscious awareness. It's just something that we are immersed in and thereby exerts a powerful influence in that sense. That's how I read it. So that the involuntary powers have relation to what we are not conscious of, and then that which we are conscious of, which is more from a rational level, that gives the capacity to be able to recognize the quality of the spheres more. I mean, one of the things that stood out for me in this is that Swedenborg is constantly giving examples out of his own experience. So all the things described here are how he experienced things. So when Swedenborg talks about falling into that sensory level of awareness and the things of heaven no longer being present or even a disbelief in them, this is his experience. This is what he is actually experiencing. And it's not like he's experienced them like, oh yeah, look at that. That's what I'm experiencing. No, he's immersed in that and then comes out afterwards and sees from a higher light what's happened and then has recorded it. So he is as susceptible to these involuntary, you know, he doesn't want that, but it happens anyway. And then he has to step back and use what the Lord has provided by means of the word to actually view it and assess its quality and what the experience was. And then it's been put in the form that we have it here so that we too can benefit from it. So the very spirits and things that he's experiencing, we experience as well. And by means of the word, we come to see the quality of what's flowing in and so can recognize what spirits are present with us. So that number that was read about knowing where every influence was from. So, you know, we look at that and think, and it is, that's amazing, right? But through what we're doing, through the practice of the word, we too are learning where influences come from. And you only learn them in a general way first. And then if you continue to practice, it becomes more and more specific. You're able to recognize things in a clearer light because the practice is providing the light by which you can see. The principle is you can't be led beyond where you're at. You can only see what you're able to receive. So what these ideas do, if we take them on board, is they bring the natural mind into alignment with what is higher, so that what is higher can be more present and accessible for us. So it's quite interesting in that description about those spirits that didn't believe how it actually is with regard to life flowing in. And while they were in that belief, they lost contact with the angels. So if we take that in a process sense, what it's talking about there is how when we fall into thinking from appearances, spiritual truths are no longer available to us because we are identified with the appearances. And it's only when we're shaken out of that, that those truths return. And the returning of those angels, those truths, is remembering them.